Well, I feel like I'm going to speak with forked tongue. I feel like a prevaricator, but two things. One is, if you wait until you're perfect, if you wait until you're perfectly sure, till you've got all the knowledge down pat, you know, it's the Leonard Cohen song, forget your perfect offering, there is a crack in everything, that's how the light gets in. So that, I mean, I can honestly say, not with pride, but honesty, that in 1991, when I went over to Iraq as part of the first Gulf Peace Team, I could spell Iraq. I could find Kuwait on the map if you gave me a couple minutes. That was it. I mean, I'd read the New York Times. I mean, it was clear the U.S. was going to war, and I started to get more familiarity. And I was married to Carl Meyer at that time, and he's still my best friend. But Carl is Mr. Encyclopedia, so I would just sit across the breakfast table and say, so what's happening? What about that Ottoman Empire, huh? And it would all come rolling forth. But, it wasn't clicking. I didn't get it in serious ways. I was saying to reporters who'd say, well, what do you see as an alternative to war? Economic sanctions would work just fine, thank you. You know, I just didn't know. But on the other hand, the other thing I want to say is that if in my life, if I spread the peanut butter too thin, the bread rips. It's helpful to pick one issue or area that you really can concentrate on and get to know a lot about that issue. So much so that you could confidently call up the local elected representative, try to find somebody in that office who knows at least a fourth as much as you know, which may be difficult, and then begin a dialogue with that person and do the same thing with somebody in the media. And what you find is that the more you know, like the more that Blaise knew about Central America, and he knew a lot, he and Therese could then kind of begin to be ready for what was going to happen in other parts of the world. It does transfer over, and you can begin dialogue with people on other issues. And it is a very, very complex world out there, but I'm amazed myself at the similarities that I find when I think about recent experiences in prison and when I think about experiences in war zones. Thank you. Thanks. Margaret Hassan, who was abducted yesterday, is a personal friend and somebody that we've deeply admired. She, in Baghdad, was the person in charge of care. She kind of would have been the Dorothy Day of the human rights effort over there. Prior to that, on September 7th, four people were abducted, two whom we knew quite well. I had planned to spend December and January, at the least, over in Baghdad, and I'm just not sure now that that might not be exacerbating problems because of the possibility that a Westerner would be a target and might endanger Iraqis as well. So there's a lot to think about there. I left some cards out on the table outside. First of all, if anybody comes through Chicago, especially you former Chicagoans, all of you really, you'd be very welcome to drop by and visit us. We work out of a three-bedroom apartment on Chicago's north side. And we have a website, www.vitw.org. And we also update one called electronicirock.net. And we try to get publications out periodically, but I don't see us coming up with one very soon. We look at the Catholic Agitator and think, how do they do that? It looks like they just pull them out of their back pocket, but I know that Jeff was writing an article at 3 o'clock in the morning. I also want to mention that the Christian Peacemaker team has maintained a steady presence in Iraq, and it's been very, very impressive.